To reiterate from the last program, a doctrine is a belief or set of beliefs held and taught. It is our internal descriptive theology and ideology from which we operate and continue on. To search out doctrine means to take nuances from words of instruction within the context of how the words are used, to grasp wisdom, to take understanding, or to sit under the good sense of a teacher's persuasion. Titus 2:1 says to teach what is sound and right according to sound doctrine. In his sermon titled Heaven, Charles Spurgeon spoke of four subtle doctrines which I think are worthy of discussion. This evening, our topic is concerning the doctrine of impulse, our instinctive tendencies, inclinations, and motivations. Again, a bit brainy, but I think it's a worthy discussion to have. A really bad habit that's allowed to continue on in its methods and practices eventually takes over and molds our entire personality until we become self-contentedly dead, happy with who they have become, not realizing we have become inanimate or dead, comfortably numb. Yeah, who are the dead anyway? The things we've done and seen in our lives stick to us. We can't wash them off so easily. And if allowed to remain, we become those things. In my experience, the blood of Jesus is the only hope for those who have lost their way, having become, think about this, self-contentedly dead and comfortably numb. Jesus was wounded for our transgressions, chastised for our peace, and by his stripes we are healed. Jesus is the only hope to wash those things we've seen and done off of our heads. Where do you get your impulses, your inclinations, and motivations? Are you a church leader who gives to get? In other words, you get people to play great music at your church, so it will expand your church? Or is it to bless the people in hopes they wake up and advance their relationship with Christ? Do you get charismatic people to speak for what they can do for you? How that charismatic person will draw more people in? Or is it for something greater and higher, to advance the congregation's pursuit of the Lord? How do you lean in your heart, which is your inclination, in those situations? I agree with Henry Drummond. Let's assume Adam's sin was the first of its kind, and up until that moment, I believe he was perfectly righteous from the first moment of his existence. From the first he breathed in life, he was capable of right action. If he was immediately capable of right action, he was also inclined to act right. You get that? Our inclinations motivate our actions. For Adam to do what was right, I believe he had to be created with a predisposition to do right. He had to have an inclination to righteous action because of his holy disposition of heart. He had this inclination due to his cognizance and loyalty to God. I believe one of the things lost when sin entered in was Adam's inclination to right action, being replaced with an inclination to operate without God and to give power to wrong action. As a result, one definition of sin is losing your relish for righteous things and giving power to your flesh over your spirit. Our inclinations spring from our heart posture, how we lean in our hearts toward or away from God. An old definition of attitude is the pitch and yaw of a boat or airplane, how we lean in our hearts toward God. Our inclination and motivations squeeze us into shape. We become the pattern of even the most basic of our beliefs. Without Jesus in our lives, we are powerless to follow any other pattern and inclination other than sin and the world. Yet with Jesus alive in our hearts, He becomes the power to rebend us away from the world and toward Himself, if we'll allow it. We all have inclinations and motivations, but let's think about where we got them. They had to come from somewhere. No one is born with God's values immediately inclining their heart to right action. Romans 3:23. For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. The aptitudes and predispositions which lead to death and inspire us to simply be self-contentedly dead and comfortably numb, those we are born with. Again, if we are willing and allow it to be so, the Lord can and does rebend our foundational inclinations into patterns of righteousness and goodness, bringing us into right standing with God as it was in the beginning.